a dead church member, and a great revival. Proverbs chapter 10. Proverbs 10. And the Bible's just amazing to me what's in here and some of the stuff in here. And this is just one of those verses, man, that's just, you know, you could preach forever, all kind of different ways. I'm just going to give you a few things tonight about it. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22 says this. It says, "The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it." I'm going to ask Brother Josh, my good friend there. I love Brother Josh, man. He's been a big blessing to this church. Brother Josh, take us to the Lord in prayer before the message.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray you put your hand on Brother Terry. I pray you bless him through the word that preaches your word
and
not his own, Lord.
Amen.
Lift you up, Lord.
Amen.
Edify us through
your
word.
Amen. Kind of interesting there, that verse. It says, "The blessings of the Lord, it maketh rich," and P.S., "it addeth no sorrow to it." And when you think about that, you think the riches of the world, every one of them, Brother Catfish, I like that name. Why couldn't somebody name me that way? We've been visited two guys this week. One of them's name was Buck and Zep. I was telling them this morning, why couldn't I have a name like Zep, man? My parents, they messed me up. Terry, that don't work, you know. But it says, "And he addeth no sorrow with it." But most of the riches of the world, you know what? They got a thorn in them, and they got a hook with them. And take your Bible, turn over to 1 Timothy chapter 6 and Luke chapter 18, because a lot of the things in the world, we think, brother, we're going to have that and got to have this, and all of a sudden you find out there's a hook inside of it. Amen? God says, "His blessings, it maketh rich, and it addeth no sorrow with it." I've seen these shows before, and I've read books. I got a message. I got a whole book on gambling, you know, preaching on that. And I've read these, seen these movies and read these books. It's called The Lottery Curse. Y'all ever heard about that? They got shows on TV. And a lot of these people that win the lottery, they end up losing everything they had before, plus the cotton picking lottery. And all their friends get all their money, and their friends driving around in new Mercedes, and they're getting around in a jalopy. See what happened? Riches add sorrow to it from the world.
Right.
But God's blessings, it not only, you don't get rich with God's blessing, you notice that, it maketh rich. It makes you rich. It's not out there, but God's blessing maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow to it. Look over 1 Timothy chapter 6. Oh, I love this Bible. All the new versions change. Yes, they pervert it, you know. But the Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. The new Bibles, they say the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. See, that's not what it said. You want to find out what's going on in the government and the country and what's the problem? Follow the money, just like the Bible says. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith, look at it, and they pierced themselves through with many, many sorrows. When you live for the money and the love of money and try to live for that, you know what? It'll pierce you through with many sorrows.
Amen.
Look over Luke chapter 18. Luke chapter 18. Most of you don't have to worry about that, do you? Don't have enough money to worry about. There's a blessing to being poor, amen. You don't have to sit around and count your money, amen. Government will do that for you. How much you make, send it in. You know how that works. Luke chapter 18. Here this young man came up to the Lord. Verse 20, "Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honor thy father and mother." And he said, "All these have I kept from my youth up." And the Lord has a way to dig in their tater house, doesn't he? He knew what was going on. Now when Jesus heard these things, he said, "Yet lackest thou one thing, sell all thou hast, distribute unto the poor, and I shall have treasure in heaven, and come follow me." And he heard this, he was very sorrowful. Why? For he was very rich. I mean, that wouldn't be a whole lot of deal to some of us, would it? Hey, we'd be on the receiving end sometime. But I want to say, the blessings of the Lord, it maketh rich, and it addeth no sorrow with it. No sorrow. And I want to give you a few things. I'm going to try to be in a hurry tonight. Number one, let me just say, the riches of the Lord, they are in external. Internal. You know what? We are always wanting something out there. We won't say, hey, give me this, give me that. Proverbs 11:4 says, riches profit not in the day of wrath, but righteousness deliver from death. You know what we think? Boy, if I can get enough money, if I can get that job, if I can get that car, if I can get this or I can get that, boy, I'll be happy, happy, happy. And boy, you get that thing and you just crappy, 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 aren't you?
Right.
It's like old Howard Hughes. He is the richest man in the world one time, and I heard this with my own ears one time in the interview. I was interviewing Catfish, and they asked him, he said, how much money would it take to make you happy? And he said this, $1 more than I'll ever have. You know what? Out there, give me, give me, give me, give me. You know that old prodigal son, I preached about him a while. You know when he came to his dad, he said, Dad, give me the portion of good that falleth to me. And when he got into the robe, you know what he said? Make me one of thy hired servants. You know what God's riches are? They're internal. They're inside, brethren. The Bible says, hell and destruction are never full, so the eyes of man are never satisfied. The more you get, the more you want. That old song says, I got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. You know what God's riches are? They're internal, brother. They're inside.
Amen.
But you know what we want? That out there. Give me all that. We can't get enough. Like that man, you know, I heard about that time. He's over there and he's going back, getting a piece of pie, and getting a piece of pie, and getting a piece of pie. And he goes back about 5 times to get a piece of pie. And his wife watches him and she said, you're embarrassing me. She said, I wish you wouldn't do that. She said, you're making a glutton out of yourself. This is ridiculous. And he says, doesn't it bother you? He said, doesn't bother me a bit. He said, because every time I go get a piece of pie, I tell him it's for you. Hey, whatever works. You know how that goes. Eyes of men are never satisfied. We never get enough. But God's riches are eternal. There's something inside. I've got a peace in my soul that the world never gave. And it's a peace it cannot take away. The riches of God, they're internal, brethren. Psalm 145 says, thou openest thy hand and satisfy the desire of ever living. Psalm 107:9, for he satisfy the longing soul. He said, I'm come that they might have life and they might have it more abundantly. I got life tonight. I got something inside me, brother, that's greater than all the riches of the world. I wouldn't trade it for everything this world's got, brother.
Amen.
Woo! Voltaire, who's a famous infidel, said this. He said, I wish I'd never been born. Lord Byron, he lived a life of pleasure and grandeur and had everything a man could desire. He wrote the last words, the worm, the canker, and the grief are mine alone. Millionaire Jay Ghost, his last breath, you know what he said? I suppose I'm the most miserable man on earth. Those are his last words. Wait, Whitney Houston just recently, a few years ago, died of a drug overdose. Mary Marie Carey's been in depression, anxiety, drug treatment. Michael Jackson had all the money in the world. I mean, that guy was worth millions. And he didn't have enough peace, Brother Josh, to even go to sleep at night. They had to take an IV, a Propofol, one of the highest sedatives you could have, just so that guy could get a little bit of sleep. You know what? I'll go home tonight. Lay down that bed and I'll sleep like a baby. I'll sleep like a baby. I'll wake up every 2 hours crying, screaming. Not really. I mean, brother, God's riches are internal. They're internal. You know what we do? We put more interest in the pocketbook than this book. You know it? We put more concern about what goes in this pocketbook and what goes in this. God's blessings are internal, brother. It's what you get out of here and you put in there. God's got a bank right here, and this is where you cash in his riches in this blessed old book. This is it. I mean, you got a blank check in that Bible. Turn to Matthew chapter 6. God's riches, they're internal. You know what people used to do years ago? They still do it. They'd hide their money in the Bible. You know why? Nobody never looked there.
That's right.
Nobody ever look.
Come on.
That's safe, brother. A lot of houses, you put it in the Bible, that's the last place they're going to look.
Amen.
That's true. That's where they put it. I saw this show comes on. It's called Strange Inheritance. Y'all ever saw a show? This lady, she finds inheritances, you know, and they're looking for this inheritance they had from their dad and all that stuff, and they looked for years and years. You know where it was at? In the Bible.
Amen.
They said, boy, we'd have never thought to look in there. Hey, that's the way a lot of Christians are. They never decide to look in here to find out what God's got to say. Amen. And brother, God's giving you a bank right here and a blank check. All you have to do is fill it out and cash it in right here. God's riches are eternal, brethren.
Right.
Look at Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. Did I tell you this message was short? Well, I might be lying, so. Lord, forgive me. Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. I love this. I preached on this a few years ago, whatever. He's over there and they're worried about what am I gonna wear? What about this? And all that, verse 30, wherefore if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast in the oven, shall he not much more clothe you of all you little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying what we shall eat or what we shall drink, wherewith shall we be clothed? For all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these. Watch this. But seek ye first. God said it's the first thing you need to seek. Quit getting your eyes off that external stuff and all that stuff. Seek you first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things, they'll be added unto you. You know what we do? We get the cart before the horse. We get over there with God. Oh God, I need this. I need this. I need this. And the Lord said, you need to start, first of all, seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and I'll take care of everything else, brother. God's riches, they're internal. They're internal. Turn over to Romans 14. Romans 14. You ought to know this one, but 14:17. You know what it says about the kingdom of God? He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Jesus Christ said one time in John chapter 3, He said, unless you be born again, you can't see the kingdom of God. You know what the kingdom of God is? That's when you get saved, when you get born again, and you get saved by the blood of Jesus. Look at Romans 14:17. It says, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. That's what we worry about. Some of you thinking tonight, I wonder if I'm going to go by Waffle House or Arby's. Where are we going? We usually go by Dairy Queen. I'm getting burnt out on that. Well, that's what we think about. That the kingdom of God's not meat and drink, but it's joy and righteousness and peace in the Holy Ghost. God's kingdom, what God wants to give you is riches. They're eternal. And brother, I'd rather have that than all the riches of the world.
Right.
It says over in Isaiah 26, Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon thee. He said in John 14:27, peace I leave you. My peace I give you, not as the world giveth. Give I let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Proverbs chapter 3, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him. He'll direct thy path. It comes down to verse 24, and when thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, when thou shalt lie down, thy sleep shall be sweet. Woo! You know what? God's riches are internal. I've got a peace in my soul tonight, brother. Woo! And I love it too, man. Woo!
Amen.
I want to say his riches are internal. I got a whole lot more. I can keep going. I want to say something else about that. I mean, I'm not quitting, don't think. I'm just quitting that point. Some of them get ready to pack up and leave. I'm just saying I'm going to miss that. I got about half that point. I want to say his riches are internal. Let me say something else about his riches. I like this. They're not only internal, they're eternal. God's not an Indian giver, you know. I tell you, this old stuff down here, you know what it does? Everything you get, it falls apart, it cracks, it breaks. Bless God. God's riches are eternal, brother. They're forever.
Right.
Woo! God's retirement plan is out of this world, my man. I'm looking forward to all that, man. I tell you what, God's riches are eternal. This thing down here, you might have it today, and you might have it tomorrow. fact, if you got a whole lot in the stock market, which I doubt many people here do, you might want to get it out. It looks like that thing's about to go. You know what? People work like mad on this earth to gather a little bit, and the government come takes most of it away. Amen. Somebody said, the Lord gives, and the government takes away. Amen. The way that works. Book of Haggai, chapter 1, verse 6 says this. You have sown much and bring in little. You eat, but you have not enough. Isn't that the world? You drink, but you've not filled with drink. You clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to be put in a bag with hose.
Amen.
I got a message. A bag with hose. I mean, everything you get in this world, you know what? It's got a hole in it. It's got as many holes as Swiss cheese, brother. It's like that little boy one time. He was wanting a bicycle, Josh. He was about 6 or 7 years old, so he's going to write a letter to God. He wrote a letter, said, Dear God, I'm praying for a bicycle. Could you please send me $100 for a bicycle? Put it in the mail, address the cover, said God. Post office got it, said God. They said, well, we'll just send it to the President of the United States. Closest thing we got here. So they sent it to the President. He got it read and got a chuckle. He told his secretary, he said, I tell you what let's do. Let's give this little old boy a $5 bill. That'll make him happy. He's a little guy. You know, he figured $5 to do the job. So he took it, sealed the envelope, put a $5 bill, put it in there. Little boy got it in the mail, opened it up, saw the postmark, Washington, D.C. Pulled out that $5. He said, Dear Lord, wrote a letter, Dear God, thank you for sending me that $100. But he said it went by Washington, and those stinking crooks took $95 out of it. Amen. I want to tell you, God's riches are eternal. He's not going to take nothing out of it, brother. Amen. This Liz, was it you that was telling me there's a church out here that the church members have to give in their tax forms? That's a pretty good idea. I'm just kidding. I never heard of that. Amen. They get the tax form and have to hand it in, make sure they're tithing, man. Something wrong with that, brother. Amen. I mean, brother, God's riches, they're eternal. They're better than anything down here, brother. Man, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18 says, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen, they're eternal. You know what we do? We put so much stock on this junk down here sometimes, and we put so much effort and everything down here. Brother, and the real riches are up there, they're eternal. It says over there in Matthew 6:19, lay not up for yourself treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where thieves will not break through and moth don't corrupt. Hey, friend, the riches of God,
amen,
they're eternal, man. I like to put it up there, amen.
Amen.
2 Corinthians 4:17, Paul says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding weight of eternal weight of glory.
Right.
God's riches are eternal. They're internal. I tell you, I'm looking for something better than this junk down here.
Amen. Amen.
I'm 62 years old. My life is went. I remember when I was 16, I remember coming over to Robert's mom's house when they weren't, 25 years old or 30 maybe. And Larry Whippers, I was about this big. I remember that. I mean, it wasn't that long ago, was it?
I was just 18.
You was 18? She was 18. I remember that. It seemed like yesterday, man. Here I am now, 62 years old, man. And you know what? The more I look around, Miss Frieda, the less of this junk that interests me down here, brother.
Amen.
I tell you what, there's not a whole lot down here that gets me excited anymore. Didn't get a whole lot excited before I got saved on it. And brother, after I got saved, it sure went away, brother. I told him a while back, Brother Josh, he was talking about this the other day. Brother Josh, where I got saved, I didn't want no car. I'm serious. Everybody's trying to get a car. Randy had that 57 Chevy, you know, and had SS. And everybody, Carl, had cars. And everybody said, well, you go get a car. I said, I don't need a car. I don't have no place to go. Amen. Wait until I got saved. Man, I got excited about something, man. I want to tell you, God's riches are eternal. They're inside. I got a peace in me. And they're eternal. They're forever.
Amen.
Not only are they internal, they're eternal. They're supernal. That means they're supernatural. They're out of this world. You know what I need, catfish? I need somebody bigger and better than me to take care of dummy me. I can't survive and thrive in this world alone. I figured that out a long time ago. And I'm going to tell you, the government's not going to help you. They're about as confused as you are. I like that illustration. I heard one time they found a man out in the field. He's walking around holding a rope. Somebody said, "What are you doing?" He said, "Well, I'm trying to figure out if I found a rope or lost a horse." You know what the Republicans trying to figure out? Whether they won or lost yet. They hadn't figured out yet. Hey, we win this thing or lose it. I don't know what's going on. Hey, listen, man. God's riches are supernal, brother. It's a lot better than this stuff down here. Hebrews chapter 13:5, he said, "I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee." Man, I want something better than this old world. Like old catfish is singing that old song, House of Gold. Turn to your Bible. Turn over to Revelation chapter 21. Revelation 21. Woo!
Amen.
Let's go!
Amen.
What do you think? I like you serving
Amen.
God, brother. It's good stuff.
Yes, sir.
Woo! Stand up and give us a street preaching verse. Hurry up, Josh. Give us a verse. Stand up there and tell them something. I need a break. Go ahead.
Lest you repent, you shall all likewise perish.
Come on. Give them another.
The Bible says that whosoever's name was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
Yeah. Woo!
Love the world and the things that are in the world. For if you love the world, love the Father is not in you.
Amen. Now I'm confused, got to start over. Revelation chapter 21. The Lord's riches are supernal, they're internal. I got a peace in my soul. I got an eternal home waiting for me. And brother, they're out of this world, man. You know what it said over in the book of Corinthians? Eye has not seen, nor ear heard. I love this verse. Neither hath entered in the heart of man the things which God hath prepared.
Amen.
Let that sink in a minute. God said you've never seen it. You never heard anything. And you have never, ever, ever, even the thought has not even come into your mind how good this is going to be. Woo! Let's go. Pray it, Brother Ben, right now. Let's go. Revelation 21. This is what I'm looking for, catfish. That house of gold. Amen. Revelation 21:3. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with man. He will dwell with them. They shall be his people. God himself shall be with them and be their God. God shall wipe away all their tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain." That's for Brother Jeff right there, brother. "For the former things are passed away." I'm going to tell you, if God's riches are supernal, come down to verse 23. "And the city had no need of the sun, neither the moon to shine it. I preached this morning, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb's the light thereof." Look at verse 21. Look at this. Boy, this is good. Let's go! "And the 12 gates were 12 pearls." Every several gate was what? Have any? Can you imagine a big old gate and a pearl that big? Wow! Woo! His riches are supernal. Let's go! Woo! Look what it says. Can you imagine a pearl bigger than this church? He said, "That gate's just one pearl." Let's go! You say you believe that, preacher? You better know I believe it. Every fiber of my body, everything about. There's something that tugs on me and says, every once in a while, I'm walking along down the road, catfish, and there's a string up there, Brother Robert, every once in a while, that thing just tugs on me, brother, and I take about 3 steps off the ground. Brother, I got something up there waiting on me, brother. Woo! Yeah. Look what it says. Verse 21. Well, every gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, as it was transparent glass. Isn't that something? You know what they'd get down here and fight over and kill over, and a lot of men had died digging and fighting for gold. You know what they do up there?
Amen.
They walk on it.
That's right.
Pure gold, brethren. I mean, brother, God's riches are supernal. Like that rich man. Had a lot of money, Josh. He's getting ready to die. And an angel came to him, told him he's about ready to die. And he said, look, I've worked all my life. I've worked all my life for this. I can't give this up. Let me take one suitcase with me. Angel said, don't work that way. Don't work that way. He begged and begged and begged. Finally, the angel said, you can take one suitcase with you. That's it. So when he died, he got to heaven, he come in there, look at this suitcase. St. Peter saw him. He said, what are you doing with that? He said, you're not supposed to bring that up here. He said, I made a deal with the angel. He said I could bring it up. He said, I couldn't leave this. I had to take it. He said, well, let me see what's in that suitcase. What's so important, what you brought in there. And he opened it up. It was gold bars. Peter looked at him and said, what'd you bring asphalt up here for? We don't need this. You know what? What man fight and die down here? Hey, walk on it up there, brother. His riches are supernal. Woo! Let's go, brethren. They're internal. They're supernal. Let me just give you one other thing real quick. Let me give you an illustration first real quick. This lady, I was reading about this for this message, and she's a poor lady, catfish like that house ago. Didn't have much. She's in the poor's house, in the debtor's house years ago. That's what they called them. She was dying in that thing. Didn't have nothing, Brother Anthony. She was laying on her deathbed, didn't own nothing, didn't have no family, nothing, in the poorhouse dying. And she was laying there and dying, and she was going, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And the doctor came up to her and he said, sister, he said, what in the world are you praising God for, praising the Lord so much? She said, you don't have nothing. She said, I know. She said, I'm leaving the poorhouse and I'm going to a mansion. Hey, man, brother. That lady knew what she was talking about. God's riches are internal, they're external. I want to tell you the supernal. And let me just give you real quick. God's riches are conditional. Everything God's got for you has a condition on it. Your salvation is conditional. Oh, there for Peter, it said in 2 Peter 3, the Lord is not slack concerning His promise. But is long-suffering to us, not willing that all should finish should perish, but all should come to repentance. It said over in Titus 2:11, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men. But you know what it says in Matthew 7? Wide is the gate, broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in. Straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth to life, and few there be that find it. The Lord's not willing that any should perish, but most people will die and go to hell. You say, why? God's salvation's conditional. It's up to that sinner to come. Matthew 11:28 says, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. God's not coming to you. You come to Him. Isaiah 1:18, come now, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they'll be white as snow. Amen. God says, come. When Noah built that ark, you know what God did when He opened the door and went in there? He said, come into the ark. God didn't say go. God didn't push him in there. You know what Noah had to do once he built that thing? He had to go inside of it. Amen. Every promise God's got has a condition to it. Hebrews 7:25, wherefore He is able to save them to the uttermost, from the guttermost to the uttermost.
Amen.
Wherefore He is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by Him. Say what He said. I'm telling God, every blessing, every rich in God's got, His riches are conditional what you do with them. Everything in that Bible. Proverbs 34:8, one of my favorite verses in the Bible. I love this verse. It said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. You know what? You'll never know how good God is till you taste it. Like my kids, you know, growing up, especially Sarah, for a long time she wouldn't eat a salad. Remember that? She went up north with my wife's mom up there, her family, and grandma just didn't take no for an answer. She put it down in there for you, that was it, you know. And Sarah come back, boy, she ate salad. She loves salad now, don't you? You know, that's the way God's people are. How they taste and see that the Lord is good. It's got a condition to it. Everything God has something to it. Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door. He said, I'll come in. But they got to open the door. Every promise in that Bible, God has a condition. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. John 10:10, behold, he said, the thief cometh but to steal and to kill and destroy. I'm come that he may have all life and have it more abundantly. He said, casting all your care upon him, that verse out there, until you cast all your care upon him, he can't do nothing with it.
Right.
Every promise in that Bible has a condition to it. Everything in there. James chapter 4, verse 8 says this, draw nigh unto God, and he'll draw nigh unto you. You take the first step. Philippians 4, 6, and 7. I love that verse. Be careful for nothing, but by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God. And it said this, and the peace of God that passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. You got to do the first part to get that and.
Amen.
And that's give everything to God. Be careful for nothing. God's riches, they're all conditional. God has given us a blank check. He's given us so much and so many times. I heard a great message here years ago by David Peacock talking about Joseph over there. Or actually, it wasn't David Peacock. It was Paul something in Michigan. Can't think of his name. I'm getting old like Brother Robert. But he preached that thing about Joseph over there, what Joseph went through and how God went through it. And he said, you know, we might get up to heaven and look back. And God said, I could have done this. I could have done that. I couldn't done that. I could have done that. I could have done that. But you wouldn't let me. Joseph just surrendered everything along the line with God. I mean, he went through a lot. But you know, every time he got there, he just gave it to God. Just kept going. He didn't fight it. God's riches, they're internal. They're eternal. They're supernal. They're out of this whole world. Every one of them is conditional. You don't find anything in there God's got for you. Now, if you want to go to hell, you want to live a depressed, defeated life, it's easy to do. Just do nothing. But if you want to, you can take this Christian life as far as you want to take it.
Amen.
The only limit is you.
That's right.
I got a message I preached on the limited God over there in the book of, I believe it's Psalm 78, where it said they limited the Holy One of Israel. The only limit God's got is me and you.
Wow.
We can take this thing as far as we want to take it. But they're conditional. Years ago, 1912, April the 10th, 1912, there's a big ship called the Titanic. Been a lot of movies about it. And that thing, let me tell you a little bit about that thing. I've read a lot of books on it. It was 882 feet and 9 inches long. Huge. It carried some of the wealthiest people on earth in its maiden voyage. Had gold in there, all kind of stuff. It was designed with a hull divided into 16 separate compartments, and any four could be destroyed and keep it afloat. The engineer, there's a lady there, you remember that famous statement, she was afraid to get on, and the engineer said, lady, God himself could not sink this ship. Remember that? Four of those hulls could get water and survive. 5 days later, April the 15th, 1912, that ship hit an iceberg. Five of those hulls were ripped open. And that ship began to go down. And that ship was starting to go down. When it went down, 1,502 people drowned. There were 2,224 people on that ship. And it was going down. You know what the band played? Near my God to thee, near my God to thee. That's what they were playing. Here's what people don't know. There's a great book you ought to read. If you want to read a good book on it called A Night to Remember. What people don't know about this thing, there was enough lifeboats on that Titanic for everybody in there to be rescued. There were people on there, there were ladies on there that would not get off the ship into the lifeboat. It's in the book. Some of them said, hey, I can't get rescued like this. A lot of these rich ladies, they said, I got to go in here and get ready and get my makeup on and all that. I can't get in that boat looking like this. And they said, lady, that ship's going to go down. Yeah. Rather than getting that ship, that little boat, they wouldn't get it. They went in there and tried to get all made up. That's true. There were some people that would not get off the ship even though it was seeking, Brother Anthony, and getting that little ship. There were some of them that said, hey, I'm not getting off this big old ship and get on that little bitty thing in the ocean. I'll take my chances. They said, there's no chance of this going down. They didn't get in. It's true. There were some men there who were very wealthy. They had a lot of gold on that ship. Y'all remember when they found it, they found a lot of gold. And those men wouldn't leave their gold. And they wouldn't let them put it on the ship because it'd sink those little lifeboats. And they said, I'm not going to leave my gold. I'm not going to let somebody have it. I'm going to stay with the ship. 1,502 people drowned that could have been rescued. But they wouldn't get in the ship. They wouldn't get in that little boat. You know what God's got for you, brethren? If you just get in that boat. Amen. And just get hold of God. Amen. God's got so much out there, so much available. He got a blank check. Brethren, we can take His Christian faith, His Christian life, as far as God. And God, there's no limit.
Amen. Right.
When that thing went down, there's a famous preacher on there. His name was John Harper. He was the pastor of Moody's Church up there in Chicago, Harper was. And they said, Josh, when the ship was going down to hit the iceberg, he was leaning over a rail leading a girl to the Lord. When the ship went down, John Harper went around swimming to everybody that was out there drowning and said, hey, you saved? Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you know Him? He was going around there leading people to the Lord. I've got this article at home where this man stands up in one of Moody's meetings and said, I was on the Titanic. I was one of the survivors. And he said, I was John Harper's last convert. He said, John Harper came to me and asked me if I was saved. And I said, I don't think so. He said, man, you need to get saved. He said, the wave took him back out. He said, a few minutes later, he come in and gave him a little bit more. The wave took him back out. He gave him a little bit more. And he finally prayed and asked Jesus to save him. And he said, he saw him swimming and he went under. He said, I was John Harper's last convert. You see, God's riches, God's blessing, they maketh rich. And they add no sorrow with it.
Amen.
They're eternal.
Right.
There's a peace in my soul. They're eternal. They're waiting on me, brethren. They're supernal. They're out of this world. I'm going to walk on those streets one day.
Amen.
I'm looking forward to it. I don't know about you. Oh, let's go.
Amen.
Let's go. Let's bow our heads tonight. Every head bowed tonight. Give you a few minutes here tonight and pray.